Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Hey, Kara. I've had two charges from you show up my credit card, and it just doesn't look familiar. Just trying to figure out are you guys a retailer or?
Okay, so we are a third-party customer service call center representing several different companies. You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
Is that 29588?
29588.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Richard Fortuna.
One moment, sir. Okay, and that last name would be Fortuna?
Yes.
Okay, I do see an account here. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your shipping address?
Yes, 749 McDuffie Drive, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29588.
Yes, sir. So I do see that they have you here previously. Do you recall paying the postage of $7.45 signing up for that Wi-Fi booster?
I thought that was free. Oh, that was the, yes. And then what's the $49.97 for?
Yes, sir. So what it looks like taking place is that they have you here paying the shopping membership fee to the subscription of the store as well.
To what store?
The gadget store that sponsors the Wi-Fi booster.
So they contacted me like to get a free, what a scam. So I was contacted to get the free Wi-Fi, just pay the shipping and handling, but I never agreed to no $49.97.
Yes, sir. Well, it looks like a completion of signing up for that item, it subscribes you to the store as well.
And what does the store sell?
Various of other items. I can provide you with the website name if you wanted to take a look.
No, I'm just going to report this to my credit card company because this is a scam. So you guys contacted me, I think it through some, I thought it was through like Costco or something. So I got a call from them saying, you know, be charged with shipping and handling for that $7.45, but they never said anything about $49.97. This is a scam.
Okay. Well, as the information that we do have here is valid, I am able to go ahead and get this subscription canceled. One moment.
It's not valid. I didn't.
I'm sorry. You can go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I mean, it is not valid because I never agreed to $49.97. So. It's not valid. Are you able to give me my $49.97 back, or do I need to contact my credit card company?
As I was stating, the information here is valid, sir. Your information
That
we have is valid, is what I stated. One moment while I can see what I can get further situated. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, I was advised that a 50% credit would be able to be issued to you.
No, that's not good enough. I did not authorize $49.97. So either you get them to take the $49.97 off, because part of the deal was I paid the $7.45 for that Wi-Fi booster, but there was no talk of paying $49.97. I never authorized that. So either you give me the $49.97 back or I contact my credit card company.
Okay. You can hold one moment. Okay, I was advised that the credit of $49.97 can go ahead and be issued, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days to post into your account.
Thank you.
I'm sorry?
I said, thank you. And what's the name of this website that you said? Because I'm curious to see what this company actually does.
Okay.
What's the company's website?
Okay. The name of the website is thetrendydiscountgoods.com.
Trendydiscountgoods.com. And I got signed up as a member for that?
Prior to signing up for the Wi-Fi booster.
No, I paid $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster, but apparently I joined some type of, which I didn't authorize. I did not authorize that $49.97. Do you know what you get for that $49.97?
In return, they would issue a e-gift card of $125 to the store.
Which I don't want. I never authorized it. I'm just curious. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you.